USA News update. A vote is scheduled today in the House of Representatives for a Republican-backed bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal outlines funding for certain government agencies through mid-January, with the remainder funded through early February. Congress must pass the bill by Friday night. The White House confirms that Hamas is operating within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons and holding hostages. And San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. John Schaefer, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.